On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, Rosie Lawrence Slater was born with a very rare disorder known as Kabuki syndrome, which affects her both physically and developmentally. In this conversation, Rosie's mother, Joy Lawrence Slater, talks with her daughter about her birth, her diagnosis, growing up, and her dreams for the future.
Rosie, I'd like to talk with you about the day you were born.
Okay.
I had been lying in the hospital for almost 6 weeks before you were born because I was really, really sick, and you were really, really small. And they were trying to get you to a point where you were big enough to live outside of me, and you were ready to come. There was no stopping you. So I was only in labor for you less than an hour from start to finish. Everybody was amazed because you were so, so tiny. You were just a little over 4 pounds. But you breathed through air from the beginning, and you were so strong. And I was so happy you were there. But I knew right away that there were some problems that were going to need to be addressed. And so when you were just a few hours old, they came with a glass box. I was still too sick to get out of the hospital, but they came with a glass incubator. And I could see you by the time they had you in the box. I could see you through the box, through the glass, but I couldn't touch you.
But they let you say goodbye to me?
They did. They let me say goodbye, and then they put you in an ambulance, and they took you to Children's Hospital, which was near where you were born. And I didn't see you again for several more days. But your dad was with you, and my mom was there, and your Slater grandparents came. And you had to have surgery right away, and it was the most awful feeling to lie in that hospital bed and know you were there without me. Have you heard that story before?
Yep.
Rosie, one of the things that we talked about is whether or not it was okay to talk about disability and the disabilities that you have. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about when you first realized that you were a little different from the other kids.
I don't even know when that was.
Were you little bitty or were you a little older?
I don't remember.
Do you remember riding the little bus?
Mm-hmm. Without Natalie.
Right, without your sister. Do you ever remember the kids making fun of you?
No, did they?
Sometimes they did.
Why?
Because you were different and sometimes kids are cruel.
I don't understand why.
I don't really understand either, except that people aren't always very nice to each other.
Yep.
Could you talk a little bit about Kabuki syndrome? And
I don't know much about it, really.
Well, how does it affect you?
It doesn't much.
No?
In my understanding, it doesn't. Will you explain it, Mom?
Well, the way I understand it is that Kabuki syndrome is pretty rare, and you're born with it. And
I just didn't know when I was a baby.
Right. It finally took until you were 12 before they figured out what you have. And by then, it didn't really matter because you were doing really well.
I was myself.
You were yourself, and you were just perfect the way you are. You and I have talked about maybe having a food truck. Do you think you'd still like to do that?
Yeah, at some point.
To have your own food truck?
At some point, Mom.
We both love sweets, right?
Mm-hmm.
You and I do. Rosie makes a mean key lime pie, and she makes...
Anthony really likes that.
I know he does. Anthony is Rosie's boyfriend, and he thinks whatever she cooks rocks, but...
Sometimes.
Well, he's not a real broad eater. We have gone back and forth, haven't we, between just having sweets and just having some kind of sandwich or something like that. But we
probably both, Mom.
Probably. But we have to make some money and save some money up first.
Yeah.
What are your big goals? What do you want to do?
Get married.
You want to get married? What about a house?
Yes.
Yeah?
House.
And you've always told me, what a cherry tree.
Yeah, because I miss the one in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Did that ever grow?
I don't really know.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.